Yes, sir. today and world of ice. Coming on now, the 21st and the true. Holy cow, creator, anointed and down bottom. Coming on, condemning creation. Well, you don't have to think of them. Get it like you got it. And Acts 2 and 30. Let me bring that one way how to be saved. I done preached already. Done preached already. Ain't getting to my prayer. Let me bring that one way how to be saved. I'm going right into my prayer. Got a long way to go. Got a long way to go. Time failing me already. Every time I get up here, time failing me. That one way how to be saved is recorded and written in the second chapter of Acts of the Apostles. I'm going to begin reading at the 36th verse. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricking their heart and said to Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do? What shall we do?
My number will be changed. What does that mean, brothers and sisters and beloved? Your identity will be changed. Who you are will be changed for the better. Just as we hope each and every week on Sinner's Crossroads, we might change you a little bit for the better. And that's all right. Sunset Travelers, of course, one of the first records for 1953, the Duke record label. My number will be changed. Not sure the provenance of that composition was befuddled and stymied during some research. We also heard the Singing Larks, God is Real. They are not Platonists or materialists. I'm confused. God is Real, Singing Larks. Sunset Travelers, getting us underway, hopefully, here on Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU, brothers and sisters and beloved. WFMU.org. Multimedia extravaganza, known as the AccuPlaylist, is up and running. Our multimedia playlist chat board, say hello to us, WFMU.org. Click on the playlist there. Say hello to us or to other members of our wonderful congregation. And speaking of congregation, we have Dr. Lois B. Gray and her chorus and church in Atlanta, Georgia. We are going to drop in on their sermon and service here to start our next set here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Power in a look.
Yes.
Now you follow this sermon very closely, because there is power in a look.
Yes.
Now we're going to bring it from the third chapter of Acts, from the first verse through the eighth verse.
Yes.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour.
Yes.
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Amen.
Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms.
Well,
and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us."
Yes.
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
Amen.
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but of such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Yes.
Amen. And he didn't take time to walk.
All right.
Amen. He, amen, stood there.
Yeah.
Amen. And Peter and John said, "Look on us."
Yeah.
Amen. Look on us.
Yeah.
Amen. And as he looked on them, praise God, then he began to strengthen.
Yeah.
Amen. Strengthen in his legs.
Yeah.
Amen. He had never walked in his life.
Right.
Amen. But he began to strengthen in his limb.
Right.
Amen. And we thank the Lord for it.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God is all right.
Yeah.
Amen. He strengthened the young man's legs.
Yeah.
Amen. We do bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And the young man not only was strengthening now, amen, but he went reaping and shouting, amen, praising God, amen, as he entered into the temple, amen, everybody, amen, sit there looking at him, amen, wondering, amen, is this the same man, amen, that said at the beautiful gate, amen, I thank the Lord for it, amen, Peter and John, amen, says silver and gold, amen, have I known, amen, as such as I have, amen. And give I unto thee, amen, rise and walk, amen, and he looked on him, amen, expect a nickel or dime, amen, but it didn't get one, amen, he said, "Look on us," amen, it's power and love, power, it's power and love, we thank the Lord for it, you can look on somebody, amen, tell whether they're mad or not, you can look on somebody, tell whether they got hate or not, you can look on somebody, tell whether they're happy or not, you can look on somebody, tell whether they're sad or not, but I want you to know tonight, it's power to look tonight, power to hear to see, power to raise the dead, power to get out to the line. Oh, Lord, it's power to look, we thank the Lord for it, tonight, it's power and love. One Tuesday morning, I looked on the Lord with all my heart, my mind and my soul. That look that morning, saved my soul, sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord, he's all right, and I bless his name, it's power and look. He's my leaning for.
My leaning for. people get tired. Lord, I'm working on God's behalf. But we ain't gonna do heaven. Lord, get my reward. Yeah. Lord, get my reward. But listen here. Listen to me. When you see me praying, Lord, I'm praying on God's behalf. When you see me praying, Lord, Lord, I'm praying on the behalf. But listen, Lord, I never get tired. Lord, I never get tired. Gonna keep on working on God's bill. Lord, I'm working on the bill. Going on to heaven. Lord, get my reward. Lord, Lord, Lord. What is all over down here? What am I crying days is all over? I'm going on home to get my reward. Jesus, I'm working on a building. Lord, a truly foundation.
Maybe it's because I was an outlaw when I was young and I ain't had sense enough to be scared, and maybe that held on to me. I don't know. But it don't make no sense. We filled with God's power, but we can't go nowhere. I'm finna make you mad now, some of you preach especially. I'm filled up with the power of God, and just because I go to the Pentagon, you're gonna start talking about me. The Paragon. Y'all know what I'm saying.
You know, I was in the Pentagon before I got called. Years ago, I was coming to the Pentagon.
My God, my God. Now, I gave you an introduction. We're almost through now. We're almost through. In the Psalms number 133. Psalm 133. And I want y'all to hear this. Maybe somebody on the other side over there, they need to hear this. They need to hear this. If I'm black, watch this. If I'm white, if I'm rich, if I'm poor, if I'm sick, if I'm well, watch what this word say.
You know,
fighting in
feeling bad from drinking wine. I used to get stoned on marijuana and thought I had peace of mind. But I called on Jesus and he heard my plea. Oh, he touched me with his nails, God hand, and he delivered me. That's why I'm
Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. The combined gospel singers, Lynch record label, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, of course written by the great 19th century hymnster Fanny Crosby, William Doane providing the music from 1869. Fanny Crosby and Crosby and Doane and Crosby should be as well known as any other songwriters in the history of American music, but they are not. But that's okay with them. Fanny Crosby, authoring over 8,000 hymns during her life. And I'm sure, even if you don't realize you know some of the words, you do to many of her hymns. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. We're taking a break here at the bottom of the hour, as we do every week. Brothers and sisters and beloved, as a parishioner, stand up, stretch their legs, remove the bubblegum off the back of hymn books, and step outside, perhaps, to smoke a cigarette. That's okay. I'll tell you who we heard here, Dr. Lois B. Gray, part of their church service, courtesy of the Action record label. Power in a look. There is power in a look. So warns Dr. Lois B. Gray. And then we had a fine, fine congregational song. He's my leaning post. He's my leaning post. Brother Grady Coffey, I'm Working on a Building, followed with his fine solo guitar. We are the Thomas Singers of Bridgeton, New Jersey, Fighting in the Service of the Lord. That's on the Beckham record label. And we need to sit there. Is that all we played? Combined gospel singers. Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. We hope you are near to us on Sinner's Crossroads. You are near to us. In fact, if you want to verify that, we can be reached by email. That is center@wfmu.org. center@wfmu.org. We'll get right back to you. Hang in there if we haven't. I'm a slow typer. Greetings, Reverend Creighton. And to all parishioners listening through the airwaves on WFMU. Check out the message board if you haven't already. Please join us there. And I see, do not think we have any old business. Do we have any new business here? Folks are beginning to filter back in. And we'll provide cover for them as they rustle about with their excuse me's and pardon me's as they recover their previous occupational territory. Bay State Singers, Search Me, Lord, is what will help us get to the top of the hour here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Oh, search me, Lord. Oh, search me, Lord. Search me.
Oh, Attention, please listen to this very important announcement. Do you feel your life is out of control? Are you having problems concerning your love, marriage, or business? Are you not sure your loved one is true or false? Is bad luck controlling your life? Are problems coming into your life and you don't know why? Mrs. Cruz is a true gifted spiritualist reader, not a psychic. She will not mislead you like some other readers may do. Mrs. Cruz will not just tell you what you want to hear, but she will tell you the truth about your life. She does not claim to be God, for there is no one greater than our Father in heaven. The Lord works through faith, not money. Mrs. Cruz has devoted a lifetime to this religious work. Call now. She is located behind Country's Barbecue at 1507 Ann Street in Montgomery. Call for more information. That's Mrs. Cruz.
Lord, so soon, so soon. I'll be at home.
I'll be at home.
So soon,
so soon.
I'll be at home.
I'll be at home.
I'll be
walking out of the
door with my I know.
been my friend when I didn't have, I didn't have no friend. I know the man. He walked with me. He walked with me every day of my life. You've been my, you've been my mother. I'm so glad you've been my father. Oh, been my whole life, everything. Happy, happy, yes I will.
Maybe somebody right now. And listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. We're talking about salvation now. We had an altar prayer already. We're talking about salvation. If there's anybody, we're talking about to come and be renewed in the Spirit. Come and be renewed in the Spirit. Come and give your life to Jesus. We ask that you come. To come to come in fellowship with this church, come. We want you to come. We want you to come. I wish this was the perfect church. In my heart, I wish it was the perfect church. If it was a perfect church, all we had to do is come in fellowship and go home, because all of us would be perfect. But some way, somehow, everybody ain't perfect. So we need prayer every day. We need counseling every day about Jesus. And I just thank God, and I pray that God would just come and get inside of us and give us the right spirit. Yes, sir.
John, me and Bibb are baptized. Mm-hmm. The family come to John.
What love?
Father had for me.
What love?
Father had for me.
I said the Father
getting
son.
And then the son
getting
light.
The child whose father's gone,
and the mother left alone.
Bless the people everywhere. Bless all the people everywhere. Bless all people allwhere. Burden lifters. Aptly named burden lifters. That's what we're all about here on Sinner's Crossroads, is bless everybody everywhere. Don't leave anyone out. I don't know what people are doing when they try to leave people out. I don't care where they came from, or what they're saying, or what they're doing, or what they've done. Everywhere, allwhere, whomever. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, on WFMU, where else? The best church in the world, WFMU. We're winding down here. Let me tell you who we just heard here, working from my bulletin. Bay State singer Search Me Lord started us off there at the bottom of the hour. We heard the Sons of Joy, He's All Right, on the Great Beth record label out of Atlanta. A lot of Atlanta music tonight. The Traveling Echo of Reynolds, Georgia. So soon, I Will Be at Rest on the Greenwood record label out of Atlanta. We heard the Great Dawson Airs. They Are Not Ashamed, I'm Not Ashamed. The Female Nightingales, What Love Father Has for Me. Church Door record label, also out of Atlanta. We heard the Friendly Five. We heard the, oh Lord, I'm speaking in tongues. We heard the Friendly Five on the Perfect record label, I Want to Live Holy. And we ended the set there. Burden lifters, bless the people everywhere. Bless you. Bless everybody listening. Bless the whole WFMU family, always, here and far. You've been tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. You're wondering what you got to do from now on? One thing you can do is stay tuned to WFMU. Give thanks to the mighty gospel friends. Thank you again, listeners, and stay tuned to WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. We will see you next week. My hands, I don't want to be
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Now stay tuned for Dave, the Spaz.
I'd like to tell you something. The people that got kissed last night, I kissed somebody and I caught their creeping crud. And if I got it, honey, you got it. I don't care what it is, you know.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Love is but a song we sing, fear the way we die. You can make the mountains rain, or make the angels cry.
Hello?
Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, gonna love one another, oh yeah. Some may come and some may go, surely we must pass. When the one who left us here,
just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you?
Once a little green dab of clay, Gumby, but you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too, and he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, he makes toys do things they could never do. What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. We'll be right back. If he likes, he can change into something new. That's Gumby. He makes toys do the things they could never, ever do. Yes, being green can be really keen, especially when you are blue. So if you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. If you've got a heart, then Gumby.
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Now, wow. 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 Wow.
Get the message to you fast. I'm gonna take up a lot and beat up my love for you. I'm like an eight-man Tarzan swinging from a long grapevine, and I'm looking for you so that I can make you mine. I'll climb up a tree so I'm good and high, then let out with that Tarzan cry. Then I'll pick up a in a cool glade. I'm gonna make the loudest sound ever made, 'cause I'm gonna pick up a log and a beat of my love for you. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna pick up a log and a beat of my love for you. Yeah. Beat of my love for you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Honey, you know I'm gonna be...